The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
DeMarcus Cousins signing with Golden State, it doesn't make Golden State that much better. Golden State isn't as good as they were last year because he's not on the team. He won't be on the team. He won't be playing. So they'll be down a man.
I find it interesting, though, just because I think the offseason is more interesting than the regular season.
It's interesting, but I do think people are panicking, like, man, oh, God, that just ruined the NBA. Well, they were going to be the favorites regardless.
Texans didn't like some of our sports map articles. None of mine.
Texans are a very, very sensitive group they've turned into.
Yeah.
You have noticed there hasn't been a lot of former players who've come out defending their former owner. And the national people jumped in and said things that they've said. You don't have the info to go that far with it. I still think that when you criticize someone in those situations, you have to keep it in a certain bubble.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780-ESPN. Your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At Jerome Solomon today. At Jon Snow with a zero, not an O. At Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you want to see how handsome Jerome is, you can just go to the live stream. Basically, go to ESPN975.com and click on the Watch Us on Live Stream. And it's all right there.
Are they going to live stream Soccer Matters tonight? Because Glenn Davis is going to be live with the gorgeous gal, it says.
No, Glenn Davis is live from the gorgeous gal. He probably will have gorgeous gals there.
Oh, my bad.
And, you know, he'll probably look gorgeous himself. But that will be out at the gorgeous gal, which is over in the Rice Village. 7 o'clock, Soccer Matters Live.
Not at all the kind of soccer matters I thought was happening.
Yeah, well, sorry about that. A couple of things. Just want to let you know, if you're not aware, you can catch the show on both 97.5 and 94.1 now. So if one of the stations works better for you, flip over to it, and hopefully you can listen.
You have no excuse.
Yeah, that was kind of cool. I was driving around today, and when I was leaving the gym, and I was listening to Barry and Joel, and I was... like 97.5 wasn't quite coming in really well. Switched over to 94.1. Was like, wow.
Good to go.
That was awesome. Mm-hmm. So happy that people can do that. You got the live stream. Reminder to check out sportsmap.com. I kind of got distracted on that and didn't finish my little pitch there. But we got the story on there we talked about, which is reseeding the playoffs and how it would look, but more how it would impact the Rockets and intern Shane's first effort. He did a good job. Also got Joel with a video on, are the Astros poised to be the Golden State Warriors of baseball? Also on the front page, I brought back one of the first stories we ever wrote for Sports Map because it came up on the show the other day. Jermaine Every wrote the 5 worst contracts in Houston sports history. So that's on the page.
Every time you turn around, people going around picking on a boy. I assume he jumped on some Matt Maloney.
Yeah, that one's on there.
Why? What's the big guy? What's the center?
Cato.
Okay, Kelvin Cato.
The ostrich is on
there. Every time he thinks he's out, they pull him back in.
Yeah, I'll just recap his top five, and you can go read about him on the site. Carlos Lee, 5. Cato, 4. The ostrich, 3. Matt Maloney, 2. Amon Green, number 1.
Amon Green, the wife beater.
Was he a wife beater?
Girlfriend beater.
Was he?
Yeah, all of that.
I didn't know that.
And he just recently arrested, within the last year, for punching his teenage daughter in the face, I believe.
Who does that?
Damon Green.
Apparently.
When he was at Nebraska, he drug a girl up and down the stairs, maybe. Yeah, he was part of that group that would do things like that, or he got into it a couple of times. And then when he was with the Packers, he had a couple of incidents with a... he had enough incidents that I can get them all mixed up. Like, there's an incident with girlfriends, there's an incident with fiance, there's an incident with wives, and they were different ones, different, not the same woman at some of these too. So he had many of those. And then, of course, he signed with the Texans, and nobody really wanted to talk about that. It didn't keep people from wanting to show up to watch the Texans play.
A couple other things.
If he had taken a knee, it would have been a problem. Put a knee to a woman's forehead. Yeah.
I don't think you can get away with that now. I mean, this is it's a Weinstein world now. You can't do
think,
that.
I don't think people are as harsh on that as you think right now. I think they talk more about it. And that's more the NFL's fault. But I'm not sure people are as bothered by that. Or NFL fans are as bothered by that as maybe they should be. I mean, like I said, there's two different arguments in here, but follow me here. It's part of this is the NFL's fault for pushing these and publicizing these and turning them into events by creating its own punishment standard, which is. I don't think it's a good thing for the NFL to have done that. I get why it's done and where it is now. We may not be able to go back. But imagine the Jameis Winston situation here where he's about to miss 3 games for what he did. If he had done that, or if another player had done that, let's say 15 years ago to be safe, it would have barely made the news. It would have been big news in Tampa.
Yeah.
It might have made it in the sports roundup in like the Houston Chronicle, but it wouldn't have because it wouldn't have been a suspension. Yeah, the league would have said nothing.
What do we call those back in the day? Like sports notebook. It'd been like one paragraph.
Little note item. Yeah. Yeah. And it's like, whoa, you know, but it would just be a one line. And if you didn't happen to read it that day, you never caught up. But now it will be talked about endlessly and it will be talked about every day for the 3 weeks that he suspended or whatever in some way, form, or fashion. And I think the NFL, if they had to do it all over again, the law and order commissioner, Roger Goodell, pushed them towards something. They can argue that it's trying to make a statement, but by making a statement, you know what you end up doing? Having a lot of statements.
A couple people appreciated the conversation last hour. One of them suggested we needed a small basketball hoop where you can shoot from your seat and make bets. That might be. I could get a little basketball hoop right there.
Put some gambling in, yeah. I figured you'd find a way.
Yeah, that's. I like that. you know, poker table. And there's potential here. But
you could bring a dealer in and just deal while you're still doing the show. Yeah.
Hey, John, are people taking pictures in there or something? I'm seeing a flash behind you like every 5 seconds.
There's something recording in the other studio that they have cameras for.
Oh, well, I guess that explains
maybe
it.
Maybe that's they're not taking pictures of us, I don't think.
Oh, good. All right. By the way, I'm only like 9-8 now on CFL football, and I'm going to take one more shot at Saskatchewan +7 at home tonight against Hamilton. They can't play any worse.
That's your thing.
Yeah, but I'm pretty much in a complete slump in everything except poker right now.
Really?
Yeah, I'm just going through a bad stretch, and the horses have not been kind. My CFL betting hasn't been kind, so you just grind through it.
Yeah, I get the feeling this is going to be an interesting NFL season. I mean, every NFL season is interesting, but it seems like there's a potential for a lot of, you know, not so great teams record wise a year ago to make some jumps this year, and that usually adds to some good betting opportunities.
Yeah, I don't want to be so far down by the time we get to football season
that you're shutting it down.
Don't be
scared.
I know if you're scared, get a dog, but I have a dog. Let's squeeze in a call real quick. JD. What's up, JD?
Hey, Fred, sports.
Sports to you, my man.
I'm just wondering, so I've been watching the World Series of Poker main event on TV this week, and I'll admit my interest has waned a bit over the last few years. Who would you think making the final table, what two or three people making the final table would that you'd want to see And furthermore, what would be the biggest story of somebody winning it all?
Yeah, I would always, my favorite guys to watch are Negreanu. I mean, I'd love to see him at a final table just because he's entertaining and he's good for television. Helmuth is dislikable as he is, also
it's,
good for television.
Very entertaining, yeah.
So if I could pick three guys, I'd take those two first. And while I think Phil Ivey's the best player, he doesn't, you know, for some reason he doesn't quite move the needle like those guys do. He's almost like Tim Duncan.
He doesn't engage as much, but he's very entertaining to me though. I like his style. I like what he does. But when it comes to just pure entertainment, like, you know, Antonio's friend Dari would be more entertaining.
I like him doing the commentary at the final table with Norman.
Yeah.
But the other name I'd throw out there because I don't know how he's doing. I saw he had a real nice stack after day one, but I think it'd be really cool if Johnny Chan would make a deep run in this thing.
Oh man, yeah. I did hear the announcers were talking about Chan and how he's just been killing it, in the cash games in Vegas since he's been in town here, and he's been playing a lot in China and stuff, and hadn't been on the circuit. But they said that Chan told him he has not had a losing session in any of the cash games he's been in Vegas since he's been there. And if you know Johnny Chan and the kind of cash games he's been involved in, he's on a hell of a run.
Well, and I saw him. I don't know which one of the thousands of poker shows that I watch, whether it's Poker Night in America or whether it's just Poker Night or whatever. But there was a high roller cash game, I think is what it was. And he was at the table and was just really patient and playing really well. And you looked up at the end and he's up 200 grand. Mm-hmm. And
is Scotty Wynn still alive? He just hadn't looked for a guy that was going to die early.
Yeah. I think my favorite final table, well, it wasn't the final table of the main, but back when they used to show the final tables of some of the other events. Mm-hmm. And he's just sitting there slamming one drink after another and I love you, baby, all this stuff.
I love you, baby.
It was awesome.
Yeah, he's a mess, but man, I've been at a table with him and it's completely distracting. Because you do your best to play your game, but you end up watching him more than even playing yourself. And I'm a really cool player in terms of I can sit there and ignore everything that's going on and just play, or unless I'm trying to harass somebody intentionally.
Right.
But if I'm around these kind of players, I'm not trying to harass anybody. I'm trying not to let anybody see anything from me because I know they're better than me in a lot of ways. But he's hard not to watch.
Scotty Wynn, his day one, he ended up with 84,400 chips and sitting at number 200 on his day. And Johnny Chan, sitting at 133 with a
nice.
But he's sitting at 133 on his day. They were, I think, 3 days apart.
Oh, just for the day?
Yeah, for the day.
Yeah, that's not overall. Yeah, but he's still alive though. That's
yeah, yeah.
That's the key. That's the key with day one. You just
day one. Know, day one. Ideally, you'd like to get out of there with, you know, a little more than twice. In a worst case scenario, you want to get out with twice the starting stack. Mm-hmm. I would think, but we'll see. Hey guys, I can tell you how to save some money. So maybe next year you can go. Just lower the interest rate on all your credit card debt with a credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream. And guys, this is such a cool thing. If you've got good credit and you want to consolidate those cards, get a better rate, you're going to save thousands of dollars potentially. They reward consumers who have good credit with great interest rates, no fees. You get a credit card consolidation loan from 5.89% APR with AutoPay. Loans from $5,000 to $100,000. Choose your funding date as soon as today. That's simple. And how about this? Blitzers get an additional interest rate discount on top of Lightstream's already low rates. The only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/Fred. lightstream.com/Fred. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com for more information.
Nobody pray for me. It been a day for me.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Fred Fowler, Jerome Solomon, and apparently the microphone was on during the break.
Sorry.
I really think all we did was talk poker strategy there on the break.
I mean, I have the speaker on in here. I didn't hear anything.
I've got about 25 texts and so far three tweets about it. Mike is hot during commercial. So.
Was it what were we talking about? The woman you was fooling around with? Was that part
stop,
of it?
Stop.
It wasn't.
Stop.
Oh, my mic's hot.
Yeah.
Where's the button?
Sad. No, I'm pretty sure. If the mic was going to be hot, that was probably the best time
that's
for it.
That's a good time.
Because basically,
it could have been a lot worse.
Yeah, you picked up a lot of cash game poker strategy talk there that Jerome and I were kicking back and forth. And I don't think there was any cussing.
No, not at all. That's very odd.
So,
for us.
Oh, believe me, we've had. I mean, we're kind of behaving off air because you've got a little guest here.
So, oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So yeah. I'm not, you know, I probably would not be saying anything. Lamont asked, was print media more interesting when the Post and the Chronicle were duking it out head-to-head? I think that was a little bit before your time.
Yeah, I wasn't involved then, so. As a reader, yeah, of course. I mean, you got, you know, you had that many more voices. You had actual competition, unlike what we have now.
Man, and it was, the competition
and it was cutthroat.
Fierce. And yeah. People got fired weekly because they got beat by the other guys.
Yeah.
And we hated them. I mean, it's like, and they would have guys who would call over to our desk to say, oh, why didn't you have this in the paper? And then we had guys who do that to them.
So it was a real battle.
But then one of the things that used to really make me nervous was if there was a filler, like we would get the early edition from them and they would come over and get our early edition to make sure they hadn't missed anything.
Mm-hmm.
This is before internet when, you know, everything was on the, you know, just so if we got beat on a story, we knew it was going to be our ass. And the worst feeling in the world was when you'd get that early version of their paper and there's a story at the top that has nothing to do with anything that you know is just a filler story for something really good. And
they
didn't want us to see what it was. Because that first run doesn't go, it was really small and didn't go very too many places. It was like way out to Beaumont and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so those were fun days.
I'll take that even further, Lamont. And everybody out there, think of how ridiculous this was that in the earlier days of the newspaper website, when I started and I was covering high schools, there were times that I would get upset because I had a story. It was an exclusive story to me, and I'm the only one with it. And they started, like, if it was going in the paper the next day, they started posting the story on the website at, like, 11 o'clock at night. Not like when you turned it in at 5 or 6 o'clock in the evening or 7 or 8. They waited until 11. And I remember being ticked off that y'all are putting my story out there on the website for everybody to see at 11 o'clock at night. I mean, I've got this exclusive story no one else has, and now you're telling the entire world. So on the night, and now we're talking exactly 20 years ago, as a matter of fact. Yeah. It was 1998, I think it was, maybe 97. But I've got Rashard Lewis is going to announce tomorrow at his high school that he's leaving and going straight into the NBA. Not going to college. I've got it. And you jokers posted it on the web. Like, why would y'all do that? Because, of course, as soon as it got on the web, Mark Berman going knocking on Rashard's house trying to get in to catch up with my story. But that's how silly it was. Back, like right now, if I had that, I'd be like, why isn't it up yet? Hurry up. Get it up there.
We
flipped completely around.
And that was in the early days of it, and we had to try to adjust and figure out what the best way to do it was. And for a while there, it was after the newscasts and then it would be too late for the post to chase it at 11 o'clock.
Because they couldn't get it in the paper.
But there wasn't a post
then. And the news wasn't going to come back on until
Here's where it was. There wasn't a post then. Yeah. So now we're competing with the TVs.
Right. And they couldn't come back on TV. They were, they were dead.
Yeah.
Right.
After 11 o'clock, they're off doing Fallon or whatever's on.
And Berman's the only person that would go knocking on somebody's door at midnight.
Yeah.
Because he saw a story on the web.
Yeah. So it was
funny.
It was an adjustment. And now it's like, man, you want to get it up as soon as you can. And then that always gets back to the whole argument of do you want to be right or do you want to be first? And ideally you want to be both, but
right.
You know, and now you're competing with Twitter and everything else, and it's just
a whole new world. The readers say this all the time. I don't believe them, but they do say it all the time. They don't care who's first, but they do.
Of course they do.
They may not believe they care who's first, but if they know you're first all the time, they read you more. They trust in you more, and you're right all the time and first all the time. They know, okay, well, if this person puts it out, I know it's legitimate. I'm good, you know?
Hey, John, did you have a Comicast hit today?
We did one today because we were off yesterday, so we did a lot of Ant-Man stuff.
Have you seen it yet?
No, I was thinking about going to watch it tonight, but I might be a little busy. I might go watch it tomorrow.
So you have a life now. It makes it harder.
Yeah, a little bit.
I'm thinking I'm going this weekend to see it.
Yeah, it's getting good reviews. I think it's currently sitting at 87% on Rotten Tomatoes. And I saw a low projection of 80 to 90 million opening weekend, which I feel like that's a little off.
Yeah, I read one review, I think, from the New York Times, and they kind of panned it, but I don't really trust the New York Times, so we'll see. It didn't say it was bad, just that it wasn't as interesting as they had thought it would be. A32 asks, when did ESPN Magazine turn into soft porn? Can't even say what that is in my mailbox. I hate that issue. I think it's just the body issue. That's the reason I quit getting ESPN the magazine. I didn't want that crap.
I don't.
It's just disgusting. I mean, it's not even. It's not sexy. If I want to see sexy, I'll actually go look at porn.
They're just bodies.
Yeah, and why is ESPN the magazine doing that? It's their cheap way to try to compete with the swimsuit issue.
Well, yeah, of course it's just right, but it's still it's a celebration of athletes and their bodies and different athletes.
I know you're trying so hard to get a job at ESPN. And I know Bristol's listening, and like, listen, Jerome's defending this. This is awesome. What? We're going to hire him. Bleep that Fowler guy.
They're just bodies. I mean, yeah, I don't pay any attention to it. Now, I was, flabbergasted to flip through my Twitter feed a week and a half ago and see Dallas Keuchel's butt right there. I'm like, I didn't really need that. But I don't
see any of those guys' butts.
But I wasn't looking. Then don't go looking at the guys'
butts. I don't.
Fred.
But I don't. But I tell you what, every year it's like you go to ESPN.com. Here's a big naked man. You know, dude. If I want to see that, I'll go watch big naked man porn. Yeah.
Let me see your Google search history. Bignakedman.com.
That's not on there. Not anymore.
Not anymore.
Exactly. Oh man.
No, stuff like that just doesn't bother me. If people are into it, well, it doesn't.
But that's not why I used to buy the magazine. And
yeah, and I buy it for the. I used to buy it for the writing. And they had some outstanding stories in there.
Yeah,
a year they throw a bunch of naked people up there.
But it's
people that you wouldn't normally see naked. Now, so you didn't look through to look for the female athletes in there?
No. The only pictures I've seen have been when there've been stories about it. Mm-hmm. So
Vince Wilfork did nothing for you?
No. Hey man, it's like I always say, whatever you're into. But I didn't get that magazine for them to blatantly try to get attention for something. And now I don't get it at all. And I still have those things show up on my feeds and stuff.
I haven't seen any of them this year. I do know Dallas Keuchel's in it because, like I said,
we all got to see Dallas Keuchel's butt.
Somebody threw that at me, and I skimmed through it. It really, after it sat on the screen for a couple of hours, I moved on past it. But I don't even know who else is in it this year. Do you?
Not really.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. So it doesn't even affect you like that, you know?
Well, it doesn't anymore because I'm not paying for it.
But every now and then they'll have an athlete that you wouldn't mind seeing without clothes on.
Odds are I probably already
and you have. Can't pay to go see them. Some of these, their only place you can see naked will be in the ESPN The Body Issue.
Well, but to be honest with you, not sexy.
Yeah.
The way they shoot it is not sexy.
I think Greg Norman was this year's old.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait to not see that.
And then Dallas Keuchel for the Houston local stuff.
Uh-huh.
And if you want thick, Yasiel Puig. It's a thick boy.
How are you using the adjective thick, John?
Like 50 Cent, like that big. He's really, really built. Like,
okay,
big.
Thick. Okay, see, your thick is different. Okay. I got you.
Okay, let's just go to break. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and
SportsMap 94.1.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. No A.J. Hoffman today. Mike was not hot on that break, and you would have got tournament strategy. So that's why I love having Jerome on, because we'll sit here and talk about poker and everything else on the breaks. So
you didn't bring up the hot dog eating contest yesterday.
I did not, because I did not watch the hot dog eating contest. All I know is that there was a woman who had 37 wieners in her mouth.
You waiting on that, weren't you? No.
You threw it out there. I'd like to meet that woman.
Did you see that our boy Ken Hoffman was off by like 10 counts? He was a referee at the
oh, really? No, I didn't see that.
He apparently effed up like really, really badly.
He's the one.
I didn't know that.
He's the one.
I've never watched the contest. But yesterday, I threw it on because I wanted my girls to look at how ridiculous people can be and how disgusting it was. Because it was on. It was like the replay was on, not even the actual live one. I go, hey, come watch this real quick. And then they ended it and they're like, yeah, Joey Chestnut is 64. He's eating 64. We'll have the official count when we come back. And came back, it was 74. Was Hoffman?
Yeah, that was Kenny.
Yeah, see, I did see that there was a difference that at first it was 64. He still would have won, but then he set a record.
Yeah, the record was 73.
But they just didn't count a plate. But they didn't say anything about it being Ken Hoffman screwing up.
It was Ken Hoffman. And then
how did he screw that up?
But they count him one at a time or what? Or he eats them like two at a time. That's what I thought. Maybe they didn't notice he was eating two dogs at a time.
And couldn't you count how many plates that he's gone through?
Then you have to do some math. You have to do multiplication. And Hoffman, he didn't strike me as someone who's...
math is not his forte.
Right. I wouldn't have expected kind of that as... thing that he'd be good at either. I don't know.
Well,
what I would.
I'm guessing I'll be reading about that in a Ken Hoffman culture map column. Yep. How I screwed up the hot dog contest.
Man,
I don't think he's getting invited back.
He can make his own news? That's pretty sweet.
And then last week he was like, oh, I have I have Chestnut on this week with Palillo. I got him on. And he's going to be up there to judge the hot dog eating contest. And yep, he's coming back with his tail between his legs.
And maybe a couple hot dogs between his legs too. I don't know.
What the?
He was losing hot dogs. I'm just saying.
You got to put them somewhere, right?
How did that go?
And you say that right when I'm looking at something on Twitter that Sarah Spain had tweeted out, and it's a couple wearing One Piece USA red, white stripe bathing suit, a guy and a woman. And
it's not Lindsey Vonn and PK Subban, is it?
I wish it had been.
Did you see those?
Is that who this is?
I think it is.
Maybe that doesn't look
like. Oh. Yeah, that's Lindsey Vonn and PK Subban.
Yeah, that's
PK, who is Canadian, looks better in USA gear than most of us. Not a fan of that.
That's off. No. Why would he do that?
Yeah, I mean,
3 minutes after I defended the naked issue.
And now you're, there you go.
Not while we're talking wieners.
PK's a fun dude, man. He's one of my favorite athletes.
Yeah, he seems to enjoy life and enjoy getting after it, which is pretty cool. And Lindsay certainly, obviously, is a, I like her. I've always liked her.
What are you saying?
Would she like you?
I've
been around her many times, or a few times, not many times, a few times. But
you've gone down the slope with her?
No, we didn't go skiing. No, she was skiing.
I think we're breaking some news here.
No. We've had a drink or two in the same at the same bar, the same party, in the same room.
Name drop.
Interesting.
You know, we've done it. Yeah, we toasted a couple times.
So are you telling us that you were her snow bunny?
No. Like I said, you think I'd be being coy with that news if that were the case?
That'd be on your Twitter bio.
actually, no, you would be coy with that because you're not one of those who.
At this point, now that I've lost my fastball, no, I wouldn't be that coy with that. No, or at least I'd be coy enough to say those other brothers, you know, they come in later. I didn't mean like that, John.
That's what I'm saying. Hey, I got to squeeze this in because I keep forgetting to do it. The Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
You might remember this former special ed teacher. Her name is Laura Ramos. And she's been accused of having relations with a special ed student. And she was arrested, charged with second-degree assault for being with her 18-year-old student. And apparently, one of the things that the conditions of her release on bail was she's supposed to stay away from the students.
Oh, yeah.
So during her arraignments on the initial charges, a judge imposed a protective order ordering her to have no further contact with the two students that she was accused of. There was actually two students.
Both special ed?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, this is a sick woman, but it gets better. On June 22, police in Waterford pulled Ramos's vehicle over after officers spotted her talking on her cell phone while driving. It's another reason why you shouldn't do that. The officers then happened to determine that one of the victims of the case was in the car with her. She was immediately charged with violating the protective order. Not only did this woman do this the first time, she went back and, you know, there's certain things as conditions that if you're told, hey, you can't do this, you don't do it, right?
Right.
You don't drive around in the car with one of your victims.
No, you do not do that. On a side note, I guess, is one way of putting it on this one. A friend of mine who works for... ESPN or has worked for ESPN. She speaks on sexual assault victims and rape victims. Is that she was? I don't know if you remember the story. It's probably about 10 years old now, but she was attacked when she was on a trip in maybe Italy. But anyway, she posted something about that yesterday because the headline had said that this woman was with a person she had sex with instead of calling it a victim. Worse than that, the headline that I saw from my fellow Hearst company that got emailed to me yesterday was she was caught in a car with one of her former lovers. And it's like, no. I wouldn't call a child with that. That's not a lover. No.
That's
a horrible way to frame that. Yeah, that was bad. But yeah, it's... a student lover is what it was called. Exactly.
No.
Yeah, that's against all kind of rules.
Yeah. You're a messed up person if you're doing that.
Yeah, you're pretty sick. I mean, but and special needs. That's really particularly over the top.
Hey, guys, listen for your chance to win in the name game where we call two names. And if one of those is your name, you try to be the first caller and the winner of today's prize, a $50 gift certificate to Massage Heights. Massage Heights provides affordable massages and facials that fit your life. With regular massages, you can relax and revitalize yourself. Visit massageheights.com/Houston to find your retreat and elevate the everyday. Yes, we're the show doing the giveaway for once. It's not Palillo for the 18th day in a row. We're looking for a Nicholas, Nick, or Oscar to call the show. Be the first caller now at 713-780-3776 to win the $50 gift card to Massage Heights. Nicholas or Oscar? Although it says $50 gift card to Message Heights here at the bottom. Okay. But, yeah. We're never going to have female names on this thing, are we?
Yeah, why is that?
I don't know.
Couple times I did, I brought up the same thing, and I was...
Well, there was one day where we had two names that nobody got, like, all day long. So I expanded those to include females. And I think we got a winner, but I don't know if it was a female.
And of course, nowadays, there are a lot of names. Names are interchangeable.
But I care about our lady listeners.
Uh-huh. And they care about you, too.
I care about all... No, they don't like me. I care about all our listeners.
We have an update from Mr. Ken Hoffman. Somebody asked him, what's your version of the events that happened? And he said, they had the judges standing on a platform that was too low to see the contestants clearly. It wasn't just Chestnut. Up and down the stage, numbers were wrong. Can't count what you can't see.
That's a good line. That should be the title of a book.
It sounds
can't
like,
count what you can't see.
It sounds like a kind of lame excuse to me. Did the other guys screw up? The other judges?
That's what John said. He said it wasn't just Chestnut. There were a couple others that were off, too.
Okay.
So,
but I mean, was he the only judge?
No. A judge judged the one person. He was only watching Chestnut.
Okay.
And some other judge watching each. Because they had like 20. They got a whole row of these people. I didn't know. One thing real quick that I learned. I didn't know there was a kale-eating champion or spam-eating champion. Because they introduced each one of these people before they came out on. Can you imagine being the spam-eating champion of the world?
No, I can't, actually. I can't even. That's not something that I've ever sat at home and dreamed about. But yes, winning the main event. Yeah, I've had that dream.
You thought about that?
Being the world champion of spam eating? No,
I wouldn't really participate in that. It's not a sport.
Soccer Bilal wants to know, what are the odds Bilal is called during the name game? I'm not liking your chances, buddy.
0.1.
Also, not a name game is racist. Yeah. Y'all had. What other names have y'all had?
Vin Cat? No, we didn't. Vin Cat.
We won't get any Jeromes or Jongs either.
No Tyrone. No.
There was
no
Freddie one day, though.
No Desmond, you know.
We haven't had an AJ yet either.
Yeah, but that's not a name.
That's not a name. Those initials. Do initials one time, you know. Just throw a couple of random initials.
That wouldn't be the name game. That would be the initial game. That's coming next. You got to stay, you know, you got to stay focused here.
That's valid. Valid point.
All right, so we'll let you know who won when we came back. And we only have one segment left. Boy, that went by fast.
Y'all don't have a Shaniqua up in here. I'm going to bring Jesse to America.
I see.
We're going to pick it. Right with the little people.
Well, at least I'll be able to see yours. All right, we'll be right back.
The afros.
Be right back.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Presented by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we're back on the Blitz. Hey, make sure you're checking out sportsmap.com every day. Follow us on Twitter at SportsmapHOU, and you will get notifications every time we post a story. Which will light the last couple days because of the holiday, but we'll be cranking it back up here in the next few days. Somebody was asking me why I haven't been writing a lot lately. I've been taking a little bit of a break from writing to sort of focus on some other projects now. And
whiskey.
There's a little whiskey involved, yes. I'm getting a bunch of texts about the podcast not being right and people wanting to listen to the first hour, and they're not able to. So
it's up, but for some reason Podcast Arena is posting them like in a different order. Which we got an email this morning from Lori, who was trying to look for Tuesday's episode.
Yeah.
And I just went to it, and you scroll down a little bit, you'll find it. But, like, I'll have to talk to Brandon tomorrow. But, like, the podcasts are, like, all out of order. Like, they're posting them correctly.
You're out of order! Yeah.
The interns are posting them correctly, but they just, for some reason, they're jumbled.
I want to blame
them. For the first time, the interns do not get blamed for something. Way to go, interns! They're always taking crap from you.
I still like to blame them, even when they didn't do it.
Okay, go ahead.
No, that's okay. I'm gonna blame Brandon because he's not here to defend himself.
Don't do that.
Nah, Brandon's great, man. He's responsible for a lot of good things around here. So I won't beat up Brandon. Yeah, I actually had a Falcon on famous people I was gonna do, because we usually do Hoffman on Hollywood. So when he's not here, I drop a Falcon on famous people. But we talk too much today. We don't have time for it.
Who's the famous person?
Well, I had several famous people. That was why it was Falcon on famous people, not person.
Oh, that was person.
I had Scarlett Johansson facing backlash about her role as a transgender man. Erin Foster calling her stepmother mommy, even though she's a year younger than her. Had that.
Way to go, Dad.
I had the Star Wars actor who played Jar Jar Binks admitted he contemplated suicide after the backlash from Jar Jar.
I wouldn't know who you're talking about. I don't even know what a Jar Jar is.
And Sacha Baron Cohen is working on a Trump University movie.
That sounds like a mess.
I think he actually attended, and he just is about to graduate.
Yeah, but he was going to do like a Borat-type thing out of it. All right, great job, Jong Lee. Great job, Jerome Solomon.
The whole thing was a Borat episode. What are you talking about?
Want to thank Slade Hammond and the Whiskey Brothers for dropping by. Till tomorrow, stay sportsy, bitches.